Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We'll be with tonight's guest, Larissa Goslar.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Indigo River. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, this is an exciting show because our guest, Larissa Goslar, is actually part of Indigo River, which is the band that's going to be performing later on. Now, we've had Larissa on as a solo singer before, and then we found out that she was a sound healer. And that is something we've never covered on the show. And I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on the show before, but I'm really big into sound and music. I'm not just because I listen to music or I I'm a musician and I'm a singer and I write music. So it's not just, maybe it is because of that. But where it really gets me is like when I'm trying to eat or when I'm trying to sleep, just different things. Or like when I'm trying to meditate even. People think that they're putting on meditation music, and it's not, at least as far as I'm concerned. And then I remember being like every holiday, somebody else would be responsible for putting music on when we're sitting at the table, which I don't get. Because it's like, hello, I know about music. Why can't I pick it? But invariably, somebody would pick music that was beautiful music, but it was like, you know, I'm like, I can't eat to this. I'll eat fast. And as a matter of fact, I remember talking to a friend of mine who was a manager at a really fine French restaurant who I was mentioning this to, and he says, that's interesting. We play quiet French music, but we play, he said, French music that's a little upbeat because it makes people eat faster and leave, and so we can turn the tables more. But if it were slower, then people would take a longer time eating. And so advertisers know this. Restaurateurs know this. My family didn't know this, but and so and my friends evidently don't. Most of them don't know it. So here we are sitting at the table, and people are playing fast music. It's like, this is not appetizing, or music that's so not tuned in for meditation. So I can't wait to hear what Larissa has to say about that, Miss Sound Healer that she is, when we come back. I know what she's going to say. She's going to agree with me when we come back right after this on the Life Changes Show.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, we're back. Well, before we hear what Larissa has to say, Mark, you have to agree with me.
No, I mean,
you don't have to agree with me, but you're so musically inclined and so tuned into music.
I absolutely agree with you. And I thought it was funny listening to you talk about music at the table, because when mm-hmm. we first got together and started planning this show, you would get so annoyed because I'd have you meet me at a certain restaurant here or there. Or the game would be playing in the background.
True.
Which is not even music. So, it really comes down to vibration.
True. I forgot.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this show. You know, it's interesting that sound healing is a category, yet we are sound. And it really is you know, it's part and parcel to who we are. So it's, you know, healing and balancing, and I'm excited to hear what we're going to learn today.
And you know, it might sound very 60-ish, and you know, this whole thing about do you feel the vibe, which is actually coming back. I think more people are saying that, I feel the vibe. And for some people, it sounds hokey. They might not know what they're talking about. But if we're all just vibrating beings.
I think I've said this on the show a million times now, that it's, you know, we're a combination of atoms. And atoms are what? Energy. And we agree that we're energy, so we're an arrangement of atoms.
Well, atoms and Eves.
It's a,
we don't want to
leave. Yeah, Eves too. That's a good point. Thank you. We'll move on now. Now we need some sound healing.
Larissa's laughing.
I
see? So she laughs at my jokes, and she's going to agree with me in just a minute. Larissa Kosla is a musician, a sound healer, and a certified hypnotherapist. She has an extensive background with over a decade of experience traveling the globe doing this, facilitating music, dance, sound healing, and other creative art expressions as a means for healing. And here she is, actually, a little later on, we're going to hear her with her band. But here she is, along with three of the seven bowls that she actually brought. But because of everything going on in the studio, she's got three set up. So here's Larissa Kosla and her bowls.
Hello. What a great introduction. Thank you.
Thanks for being here again.
Of course. It's wonderful to be here.
You lit up the studio the last time you were here. You did it again just now. And I figured out what your trick is.
What is it?
Well, when you were playing these things earlier, these bowls earlier, to you know, make sure they're working with the mic, my whole body was vibrating. So it's like, if you're giving healing with those, your body's vibrating all the time.
That's exactly right.
So no wonder you walk in with it.
Well, you know, what you guys said is true. It's right. And you hit it on the head, Mark. You know, we are energy. So everything is operating its own vibrational frequency, and which means that it's operating its own rhythm. So essentially, if you look at it that way, everything is music. So basically the whole world is operating in one big divine orchestration.
Universe.
The whole universe, the whole galaxy. Thank you. Exactly. It's all one big divine orchestration. And that's no different for our bodies. You know, every cell, every fiber, every muscle, every tissue has its own resonant frequency. And together they make up a composite frequency just like that of an orchestra. And because we are more than our bodies, we are also mind and we are spirit. They are all connected. So we hold a lot of our thoughts, beliefs, habits, attitudes in our energetic system, and that can manifest into our physical body, sometimes in forms of disease or illness or just the way we look, things like that.
I'm thinking of, was it Dr. Spock, or was it that when somebody was sick on the, you're too young. Do you remember the Star Trek?
Star Trek. Of course
and,
I do.
Okay. And then
I
they'd,
loved it.
And then they'd do this frequency thing on them, and then they'd put a frequency or something on, and then they would be healed.
Well, it's funny. A lot of that stuff you see is starting to happen, you know, just quantum things and, you know, as a way for us to represent these ideas in that way through Star Trek. And, you know,
Dr. Michio Kaku, who's on a lot of shows and has been a, you know, proponent of a lot of the quantum theories and that, was an advisor, early advisor to them. So a lot of that technology was theory back then. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to see how it's manifested.
So I'm thinking, if on the show, and we'll get off the Enterprise in a moment, but if on the Enterprise somebody had a liver issue, that liver normally would vibrate at a certain vibration, a certain tone. And the liver being bad, for whatever reason, would not be resonating at that tone. So finding that tone for the liver to vibrate back to health.
That's correct. And basically what that is it's the principle of entrainment. So it's, you know, when the less powerful vibration essentially will lock into the more powerful vibration. And this was actually discovered by a scientist in 1665. And he basically took a bunch of grandfather clocks in a room that were pulsing at nearly the same rate, but they were off. Mm-hmm. And eventually they ended up locking in and moving to exactly the same pattern. That's called entrainment. Mm. And it's easier to work together than it is in opposition. Natural law of the universe.
Hmm.
So, and also, believe it or not, modern medicine is actually using sound healing and sound frequency today. They're using it to break up kidney stones, gallbladder stones, and prostate cancer. For the prostate cancer, it's called high-intensity focused ultrasound. So,
wow, that sounds scientific.
It is scientific.
And there's a bowl for that, right?
For the liver?
for the prostate.
Oh. I mean, there is actually one for the, you know, Sexual Creativity Center, so it is connected.
We can also point back to a recent guest, the Scalar Heart Connection was on that uses frequency, and it's in that same resonance. It uses it in that same way where they will find the resonance of the ailment or the emotional imbalance, and then treat it with the corresponding frequency, in essence, you know, breaking it up and resetting, retraining.
Yeah.
So also interesting.
And that's essentially, you know, what I do here with the 7 quartz chakra crystal bowls is they, you know, and each one is correlated with a specific system, a specific part of our body, the chakra system. And if people are unfamiliar with that, it basically is a particular point in the subtle body. But that's the idea, is that the vibrations, they go in and they move, they shake up the things that are out of flow and out of alignment so that we can be in harmony again.
Yeah, whole.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
And this isn't new. This is an ancient practice. We were doing sound healing when we were indigenous culture by forms of chanting, using vocal cords and drums and even structures are built for the purpose of sound healing, like Stonehenge and the King's Chamber and the Great Pyramid. And, you know, you see a lot of Catholic Christian churches that were built with a high, you know, acoustics. It was all for the use of sound healing because of how powerful that is.
I have to mention another friend of ours who was on the show, Alan Howarth, was one of the researchers that went to the King's Tomb. They rented it out, and they did a study of recording the ambient music and then frequency and mapping it to not only the geography or the geometry of the shapes, but then the resonance and the frequency of the bodies. So to prove your point and what they were used for in terms of achieving, you know, this higher consciousness.
And speaking of other people that have been on the show, I'd have to introduce you to Alessandra Belloni, who does drumming. She, you being an Italian, she studied the ancient Italian and pre-Italian before there was an Italy, but that southern region of Italy, Sicily and Naples, and the culture of drumming and playing instruments to heal. And she was the first one that made me aware of, wow, that's in our culture. That's not that long ago.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And drumming especially is such a beautiful technique of, and it's the same thing with the bowls. Basically what it does, it allows the critical mind to calm and you to go into a lower activity brainwave state. So it's almost like a trance-like state.
Mm-hmm.
And when you couple that with the relaxation of your physical body, a lot of beautiful things can happen. You basically can experience other dimensions. You can receive answers to, you can receive guidance and wisdom or, you know, even just deep relaxation. But it's drumming and, you know, the bowls, it's related very much so in that way.
This is actually the good news and the bad news, right? Because in a sense, we're talking about how the music can heal. And at the same time, a lot of the music that's out there, I mean, sure, getting you to eat faster, that's one thing, and to get out the door, that's one thing. But getting people maybe to not feel good because of the music, you know,
That's certainly true. And, you know, because it is so powerful, people are aware of that. It is used for certain methods such as eating faster, shopping faster, things like that. But, you know, what you listen to is really what you're feeding yourself with. So And nothing's wrong with any music at all. There's all a purpose and a place for it. But it is important to acknowledge what you're listening to and telling yourself every single day. You know, advertisers, they understand that. So they put little jingles to that. So you'll remember their jingle and then you'll want their product. So, you know, and that's why... the music that I create and write and we do together as a band, the intention is to allow people to remember things that are inspiring and helpful, opposed to making them want to eat a cheeseburger at McDonald's. You know, it makes them remember other things.
Well, I do remember that when you sang for us on the show a few months ago or a couple months ago, whenever it was, that you reminded us of being like held by a mother and that loving feeling that a woman can give that's connected to that. It seems to me that not every person can give that because they're probably disconnected or they're out of tune themselves, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That could be a big part of it. And when you become aware of, well, your body for one, again, because you hold your thoughts, beliefs, attitudes in your body, in your energetic system, it manifests in the physical body. So sometimes the reason why people break their arm or break out or, you know, it's all connected. So the physical body is telling you something. So when you tune into that, you can understand, okay, well, what are my thoughts? What are my feelings? What are my attitudes that's causing this to happen?
And seems so revolutionary. I love it.
Well, you know, it's how we, you know, remember our power and know that we are in charge of our own thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, ultimately. And we can, you know, take charge of that, take charge of our lives.
Well, there's so much more I want to know because from the science perspective, I love getting into that. And I don't know that we need to because I think what we need to do is actually get to experience and have you walk us through because you actually do sessions. So if you could walk us through when we come back what a session is like and what we will actually experience pretty much a session because we're going to take in some of the sounds, right?
Yeah, you'll get to experience a piece of it. Yes.
Yes. Beautiful. Okay. Very nice. So when we come back, we'll get to experience that with Larissa Gazla and a little later on, the beautiful music of Indigo River featuring Larissa Gazla all on the Life Changes show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back with our guest, Larissa Gosla, and she has brought with her, actually she brought 7 bowls, but we're only going to get to experience 3. So actually people, in order to get to experience all 7 and everything else that we're not going to get to experience today, they can contact you by going through to your website, which is Tune Within Now, and there are hyphens after tune. So tune-within-now.com, right?
Correct. Thank you.
And they can contact you there. And you do sessions elsewhere or mainly in Los Angeles?
I do mainly in Los Angeles. I haven't traveled too far quite yet, but I'm certainly open to that. I bring maybe a bowl, but, you know, to bring all 7 because they're pretty large. But
and very fragile.
Very fragile.
Very costly.
Yes,
that
exactly.
I do know. Actually, tell us about the bowls.
Yeah, so I have a set of 7 quartz crystal bowls. They're 99.99% quartz crystal. And each one emits a particular note, which is its own vibrational frequency, which correlates to a specific part in our energetic body. So the first one I have here is the low C. And I'll just play that so you can hear it. Mm-hmm. And so basically this is connected to our root chakra, which holds beliefs about safety, security, money, things like that. And I do group sessions and private sessions.
Can you play that one again?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank
you. Let me give you a little bit. On for a while.
Forever.
I've stopped.
That's a high precision bowl. This is not your average crystal salad bowl here.
It's not. Nope.
But it's so unassuming. The sound that you can get out of the bowl. So you were saying that this can be done privately or as a group. What were you saying?
Correct. Yep. So I do both private and group sessions. In private sessions, sometimes I have clients who request to do vocal chakra affirmations as well, along with the bowls. So typically what would go with this bowl are affirmations like, all my needs are met and provided for. I willingly release any fears, concerns related to money, security, that sort of thing. So that's what this bowl is the low C there. So the next bowl that
That's the first chakra?
That's the first chakra, okay. Correct, yep. And the beautiful thing is with that is the first chakra, and actually you can do this with anyone. You can send them out to your hands and your feet and visualize them there as well, especially because this is the root chakra. Putting that down into your feet and using that to anchor into the ground is also very beneficial. So it's not like it has to stay in that one place. Mm. The next bowl I brought is going to be the, let's see, can you guess it?
I'm going to say heart.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yep. You know, that's something I actually love to do with my clients as well that are new to it. A lot of times I'll pick one of the bowls and I'll play it and ask them where they feel it in their body. Mm. And most often it's correct.
Oh.
So this is the heart. The note will go on for quite some time.
Mm. Yeah, so while everybody smiles in the studio.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard not to breathe, to take breaths, deep breaths when you're, you know, listening to these, especially this one in particular. So the affirmation that I usually use for that is things I have to do with love. I give and receive unconditional love every day. I release any concerns related to receiving and giving love. All my communications with love are harmonious with everybody I interact with, you know, things like that.
Well, I love how you can just spit that stuff out.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
Well, and sometimes they vary, you know, it's kind of whatever comes to me, but...
But how many of us have that many of those
right
there?
Readily available. Yeah.
Right.
That's a great practice.
Yeah. And
we should have those readily
absolutely.
Available.
Absolutely. And it's
we
funny.
We have a lot of meaningless advertising you were talking about.
Yeah.
The jingles. We have a lot of those available.
I could sing a bunch of them right now in old TV shows.
I'm sure I could too.
Okay.
Yep. So the next bowl I'm going to show you is going to be the crown chakra, which is the high A.
That little ball puts out a lot of sound.
It certainly does,
wow.
Yes. And so this is connected to our higher source, our higher powers, our own higher intelligence, guides, angels, God, spirit, all that is, whatever it is for you that is connected to a greater or all that is or the higher within yourself. So this one's a really, really powerful one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, there really was a feeling, I felt all of them, but that one kind of like made me a little buzzy. So is it because you did that, the first one, then the second one, then the third one? Is it accumulation, or would that have made me buzzy anyway?
It's possible that it was both. It certainly can make you buzzy already, but you might have already started tuning up, we could say, with mm-hmm. the other two bowls that I played already, calibrating with your energetic and physical body.
Neat.
Yeah, it's so neat. A lot of times with this one, I'll say affirmations like, I allow myself to hear the guidance and to listen and to trust. So that's a good one that I use for that one quite often. You know, because a lot of times we hear so much of our critical mind talk, and all we need is just some silence and some space to allow the internal guidance system or all that is to come through and give us the answers we receive. And that's actually a lot of what happens when I do the sound bowls in general, is that it provides an opportunity for you to go within, essentially, as you have deep physical relaxation. It makes it much easier to do that.
Mm. I love that you use the phrase tune up. I was thinking earlier for our blue collar friends out in the Midwest, even in the auto world, right, you call it a tune-up.
Oh.
And I used to think about how my dad used to teach me about listening to the vibrations and the sound, and that was how he would diagnose, you know, to tune it up, to get it running properly. And here,
beautiful. Yeah. And that's also why I named my business Tune Within, and the website is Tune Within Now.
Right. Tune Within.
So now you get it. Now it makes
absolutely.
Sense. Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And just for those who are paying attention and want to know more, tune-within-now.com. You play earlier while you were setting up, you were playing more than one at a time. Tell us what that's about.
So basically what that's doing is it's connecting two different vibrational frequencies together. And with these three bowls, the ratio is pretty good. They sound nice together. There are specific...
It sounds like the play's about to start again.
There you go. Exactly.
Somebody's at the door.
Intermission's over. Or somebody's at the door, right?
So these sound really nicely together. There are particular bowls that I'll play that the frequency doesn't quite match up sometimes. And that's a good thing, because what that does is allows you to concentrate on where that doesn't feel good in your body, which allows you to clue in, okay, what belief, thought, habit, attitude do I have that is related to that specific area? And then when I move on from those and go to two bowls that do are in a very beautiful harmonic ratio together, it allows the release of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. does.
So basically, so when I play these two together, it allows you, essentially, I love to play the heart bowl with every single other bowl I have because it allows you to connect your heart in with all other aspects. So I'll just play the crown chakra and the heart.
Play away. Look at her.
She's smiling. Quite balanced.
She smiles.
Oh, and this is only three bowls, so seven is pretty lovely.
Powerful.
Yeah.
But Mark's saying he's feeling, you said you're feeling quite balanced, right? Mm-hmm. And so she's doing root, heart. So root being all the way down towards the sexual organs, and then heart being towards your heart.
Correct.
And then crown being at the top of your head. So
correct.
you Of the seven, you picked like a balancing three, obviously.
Correct.
So like you knew what you were doing when you picked these three.
I did.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
She believes that staying in tune with our bodies, spirit, mind is key to living a healthy lifestyle. Want to talk about that when we come back, Larissa. And also, do you have a CD of this?
I don't yet, but... I plan on it, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it is beautiful to record it. It is one thing to have a live,
sure.
Because then you're actually getting the frequencies,
right.
You can feel them. But
true.
That's not, you know, downplaying CDs, because a lot of times the frequencies will transmit through that as well, especially
right.
If you use your headphones. It's also a very powerful means of sound healing.
Mm. Well, we look forward to a CD. Although, yes, I could definitely feel the vibration in the room.
Indeed.
And in my body, especially in my head. You know what? I'm sensing like I'm getting stuffy. Like maybe I'm...
You've always been kind of stuffy.
I'm sensing like I'm uppity now. No, I'm tuned uppity. No, like I'm releasing mucus or something.
That's, yep, certainly could be what's happening.
What are you doing to me? I think I like it. All right, I know I do, actually. When we come back, we'll have more of this, and a little later on, music with Larissa and Jamie Kyson and Jeremy Lewis, who make up the band Indigo River, all here on Life Changes right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio. I'm sitting here with Mark Lesher. I think we're both tuned up.
Blessed up. Tuned up for sure.
Our guest is Larissa Gosla, and she is a musician, a sound healer, and a certified hypnotherapist. We haven't even gotten to the hypnotherapy. You mean you do the sound and hypnotherapy at the same time, or is that separate?
I do sometimes. Again, the affirmations are part of it, and this allows the clients to go down into a trance right away.
Wow.
So it's you hypnotherapy
could be dangerous
in a modality. Yeah.
In a good way.
In a good way, of course.
Wow. So I was saying earlier that you believe that staying in tune with our bodies, spirit, mind is key to living a healthy lifestyle. So
yes.
Explain that, please.
Right. So because those three things are connected, it's important to have an awareness level of all three of those things. And again, kind of like I was speaking about before, we hold our thoughts, beliefs, habits, attitudes in our energetic body, which are also connected to our physical body. So when we listen to our physical body, you know, it could be even something as simple as, oh, I always stub my toe at this apart. Well, what were you thinking when you stubbed your toe?
Hmm.
What, you know, it's really looking down to all those things.
Because you might be thinking the same thing each time you stub your toe.
Exactly. Or it could be related to a particular belief that you have, and your, you know, higher part of yourself is trying to tell you, hey, pay attention. And so, you know, it's also connected with the hypnotherapy practice I do as well. It's really about merging the conscious and the subconscious mind together so that they can be in harmony.
I'm in harmony. I'm remembering our conversation from when you were here the last time. And if I remember correctly, you either studied opera or grew up listening to some opera. Okay, so you're smiling. And, okay, so please explain, because then I'll tell you why I'm asking. Go on.
Great. Yes, I actually started training classically when I was a kid.
All right.
So, but, you know, I always knew that I wanted to sing. I always knew that music and using that as a means of healing was going to be something that I was doing. So you could say that I was coded that way. But yeah, opera was the first thing I started with. It's my foundation.
So unless you were singing into a crystal wine glass or something, this seems like a far cry from, not cry, but on the other end of the spectrum. So how did you get into this? Did you start playing the bowls at the house, all the crystal bowls at the house, or the wine glasses at the table?
Good question. I didn't discover this until recently. Mostly I used my voice and my songwriting, and always knew that was something that felt really good and really true and really right for me. It wasn't until after I studied hypnotherapy that I found other means of healing through using sound besides just my songwriting. And as soon as I had a sound bath myself, I knew right away that I was going to own a set and I was going to use them. So, yeah, it's just something that I love.
Now, we had talked earlier about sound baths before we got on the air. So this is the first time you've actually said it on the air. So I think you might want to explain it.
Yeah. So essentially, sound healing is, you know, the therapeutic application of sound frequencies, using this to the body, mind, spirit of a person with the intention of bringing them into a state of harmony and health. So my sound baths, they vary sometimes. Sometimes I'll do breath work in the beginning. Sometimes I'll do some guided meditation in the beginning. Sometimes I'll play a song in the beginning. So they're all kind of unique to the particular group, especially the way they're played is also unique to the particular group, as each group collective consciousness is different. But what I really love to do is just create a safe place, a safe cocoon, you could say, for people to come and relax and let go of their day, let go of their week, let go of their year, let go of any worry, struggle, problem, and allow themselves to relax deeply and receive whatever they'd like to receive out of it. Some people I've heard say it feels like a energetic massage. I've had some people say they felt like they were melting into the floor. Some people tell me they had extreme visions or past life memories, things like that. Mm. So there's a lot of things that can happen during these sessions. But most importantly, I love to just create a place where people can give themselves permission to be.
This is reminding me of when I have a massage, some massage therapists, although the massages are great, they do some of them do something at the end where they grab your feet and they hold them together, and then they move your feet from side to side as you're lying there on the table, and eventually your whole body starts to do the wave, right? If you just let yourself go and let the massage therapist move your feet, your whole body ends up moving. And I feel like I tune through that process. And that's kind of connecting me with the vibrations of the bowls. It's like, well, yeah, that makes sense. I can tune from the bowls vibrating around me. And I'm assuming that you have the people lie in the middle of the bowls or something?
I have most typically lie in a circle if they can. I like to be in the middle. Depends on the structure of the room. But yes, lying down.
And the bowls are around them or around you?
They're around me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have access to play them.
And then when there's a group, how does that work?
What do you mean? How
they
does it
sit
work?
Around the circle, or
yeah, people lie down around, and you bring a yoga mat, any extra blankets or things like that to make sure that you're comfortable.
So do you have quote unquote concerts or sound baths like for groups, like at certain times? Is there a schedule where people know when your next sound bath is?
Mostly what I've been doing is posting them on Facebook and through sites like that. They will start going up as well on my TuneWithinNow.com website, so you can find them there as
well. So what's the Facebook page?
It's through my own, that's typically how I get the word out. And a lot of it, honestly, is word of mouth as well.
Sure,
people come and then they share and they bring friends. And so most of the people that come, it's been word of mouth more than anything.
So when you say your own, you mean at Larissa Gosla?
At tune-within-now.com.
On Facebook? But on Facebook, I mean.
I'm sorry. Don't have a Facebook quite yet.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tune-within-now.com. This is fascinating. Every topic we touched on could be a show in itself.
Absolutely.
And
much more.
Or two or three.
Yeah.
Because you talked on health and you talked on healing and you talked on... So there's so much here, but I'm so glad we at least touched on this. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that we should, that's connected to sound?
We certainly covered quite a bit. And I would love for you to come experience it as well. You're welcome.
I would love
You're welcome to come join.
Thank
yeah.
We would love that. We should put it out and let everybody know that.
We'll share it with the audience.
We're going to do it.
We'll be there.
And we'll all jump in the bath, in the sound bath
exactly.
together.
Exactly. There you go.
Who knows? Maybe we'll grab a couple of bowls and we'll stroll down the, the thoroughfare. We'll do a heel and walk.
There you go.
Yes.
Heel and walk. I like that.
Heel
the streets.
That's interesting. Okay, so as we close, you gave some great things for people, because obviously not everybody lives in Los Angeles, and until you start traveling more and all that, and we start having you at shows and things like that, you gave people some things to really think about, is thinking about what they're listening to. And where they're feeling it, and if it actually just being conscious of what you're listening to, period, right?
Absolutely.
So the good and the bad, and if it's bad, then you don't want to hear it. Try and turn it down. You also said, like, if you stub your toe or if you're feeling something, what are you thinking at that time, which is really great. And what about a tone or a frequency that they could work with until you have a CD? Like, is there something like at home that... Like they could go around and hit bowls and things until they find something that they like, or?
I mean, certainly, you know, everything emits its own particular sound. So you could definitely do that, especially if it's a wine glass. But, you know, there's things you can also look up as well. There's, you know, theta, gamma, delta music that is available as well.
Oh, I thought you were talking about sorority. Look up the sorority.
Brainwaves.
They have their own sound.
I definitely think that a CD is forthcoming.
Yeah,
by you.
Feel it.
Yes,
I would
love to, and it'll certainly
it
happen.
It came to me while you were doing this, see?
See, look at you. Look at your wisdom coming out there. But I would like to offer, you know, using your voice, because that we're all gifted with our own instrument, and that is our voice, and that is healing, and it doesn't matter if you can sing good or not. People sing because it feels good. So whether it's just singing one note, you know, chanting, or singing a song, that's all connected. And so you have the power to do that anytime, anywhere, by what you're given.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's very something nice. People can take home with them.
Nice. You're awesome.
You're awesome. Both of you are
thank
awesome.
You. And thanks now we're so going to hear more awesomeness with you and the band, Indigo River, when we come back right after this.
I'm excited.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
And we're back. And this is a special treat because we've been talking with our guest, Larissa Gosla, about music and healing and all of that. And now, as a special treat, her whole band is in at Indigo River. Mm-hmm. And so the last time, actually, we had Larissa on the show, you had everybody in the studio crying. Do you remember that?
I do remember.
I remember we had Steve Paros, the producer, and the lovely actress, and everybody was crying. And it was your voice. It was probably everything we've talked about.
Yeah, certainly. It was a beautiful moment for me to be able to share that with you all.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us all. And so now I'm really wondering how it'll be different with the band. So the band is all the same, along the same lines, right? Let's talk a little bit about the philosophy of the music of the band.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm certainly blessed to be singing with both of my really two good friends. And we all have the same vision when it comes to using the music as a means for healing and as a means for people to reconnect back to their truth. And as a way to inspire and have people remember positive messages.
Yeah, and something that we're all really excited about is creating musical medicine. So in this world where we see neuropsychiatric disorders increasing and everybody's wondering what's going on, we believe that music is the answer and that we can change someone's lives instantaneously by giving a beautiful musical message that stays in someone's mind throughout the day, lifts their spirits, and raises their vibration, quite literally.
Nice. That's the voice of Jamie Kyson, who actually just got married, so congratulations. and we've got Jeremy Lewis on, what is that called?
Djembe.
A djembe.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a big djembe is what it is.
It's a drum.
It's a drum, but a very special drum. Yes. And you play it very special because we've heard you. We just might share exactly where we've heard you a little later. So with that, what are we going to hear first?
The first song you're going to hear is called Hollow Reed.
Hollow Reed. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like the reeds in the river. And
correct.
Is it all about river?
It's all intertwined.
Because there's this picture on Facebook. People have to go find you at Indigo River Music on Facebook, right? Your website is indigorivermusic.com. But on Facebook, you can find them at Indigo River Music also. And the first picture I saw it was like, you guys are standing in the river.
We are.
Now, how that water, like, you must have taken that picture really quickly, because that water would have just kept going up and soaking your whole clothes, right?
I mean, it was up to our calves, or, you know, but it was fun.
It was cold.
We had playtime in there, definitely.
Yeah, it was cold, but once the numbing, like, set in, and we were happy and singing. And
when the fish were biting and the frogs
were chirping and the birds were humming.
We
were turning indigo. It was fairyland. Exactly.
We're missing a couple toes, but no one can see our toes.
Well, but it was worth it, because the picture's really great. People have to see that.
It was worth it, and the next song after this is called Worth It, so...
Nice segue.
Look at you. You're on the same wavelength with us.
Look at that. I'm in the river with you.
Exactly.
I'm in the Indigo River. Well, this is special. So I do want to say to people, the harmonies. Listen to these harmonies. So beautiful. So I just threw myself off. Was it In the River? Oh, Hollow Reed.
Hollow Reed. Yeah. And we do want to say it's inspired by a Baha'i prayer. So that is important to know as well, and co-written by Larissa and I.
Well, beautiful. Well, here's Indigo River with Hollow Reed on the Life Changes Show.
Exactly.
Thank
it's
you
exactly.
for praying for us. So that was Indigo River, Larissa Gazla, Jeremy Lewis, and Jamie Kyson. So beautiful. Thank you. Oh, I see guitars being transferred
yeah,
here.
That's right.
So, sure, Larissa, you were playing the guitar earlier, and now you're going to pick it up?
That's right.
Jamie?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you're both still going to sing, I hope.
We are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're mixing it up. You know, we got to keep it interesting.
I love it when the two of you... I love it when you sang by yourself, and now I love it with the two of you singing together, and so you can't go wrong.
We have a good time.
Good for you both.
Yeah.
And I don't remember now if there was a CD for you yet.
Not for us yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Okay. And we're going to find all that at indigorivermusic.com?
Eventually, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you would post it on Indigo River Music on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, we have several YouTube links, and you can find that all on our Facebook page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. So you were saying the next song is?
Worth It.
Worth It.
Worth It.
Like standing in the river. Yeah. Okay. All right. So this has certainly been worth it. This is very special.
This song started as a mantra. We co-wrote it, but it came to me driving in the car to work as a mantra, just realizing that I was blocking things from my life. I wasn't allowing things to come in. So you'll hear the word allow a lot, and I think it's a good download for us all that sometimes it's just us standing in our own way and that we should just allow, be able to.
For the good things, that is.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
So allowing the good things.
Yeah, allowing.
And this is something that I was mentioning previously before about, you know, how music is so powerful. And you can have a jingle in your head that tells you you're hungry for McDonald's. Or you can have something in your head that reminds you, oh, yeah, I am worth it. Mm. I am deserving. And I allow myself to be that way and feel that way. And so that's, you know, part of what this song is as well.
Yeah, you better hurry up and play it because McDonald's is now.
So
here is Indigo River singing Worth It on the Life Changes Show.
I allow myself to be beautiful. I allow myself to be seen. I allow myself to have everything that I want and I need.
I allow myself to be peaceful. I allow myself to be free. I allow myself to be everything that I've known me to be.
'Cause I am worth it. I am worth it. I am worth it. I'm free.
I am worth it. I am worth it. I am worth it. I need.
I allow myself to be grumpy. It ain't always cute and pristine. I allow myself to feel everything from the highs and in between. I allow myself to be playful. I allow myself to have fun. I allow myself to be a kid chasing rainbows in the sun. 'Cause I am worth it. I am worth it. I am worth it. I'm free. I am worth it. I am worth it. I am worth it. I'm me. When someone tells you you're not good enough, don't believe them 'cause you're strong enough. Find that place of truth within yourself and just remember this song. 'Cause we are worth it. We are perfect. We are worth it. Complete. We are worth it. We are perfect. We are worth it. We're
stay clean.
Worth it.
You gotta get messy to get clean.
Sometimes you gotta experience the lows in life to experience the good, you know?
That's great. That's great. Indigo River. Oh, the two of you are just adorable. I mean, look, they just grabbed each other's hand. And I was going to mention, well, job well done. Do you feel left out right now, Jeremy? I'll grab your hand.
He just holds really beautiful space for us all the time.
I was going to mention that throughout the song, there were moments when you'd both look at each other and smile. And then thankfully, I'm so grateful, Jamie, you looked at me a couple times and smiled. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm worth it, too.
You're worth it, too.
And Mark, you're worth it, too. And Dorothy and Brent in the studio. And this has been very special. Thank you. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here and bringing your music and your lovely hearts and your mantras. And I'd love to hear kids singing that.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the idea, is it's supposed to reach, you know, whoever's heart that needs to hear it and believe it.
Very good. Well, may this, from this show on, and everything else that you all are doing. And please do let us know so we can post if on our pages, et cetera, when you're performing locally and, of course, when the CD comes out and we can let our friends and fans and family know.
Absolutely.
Okay. First of all, Larissa, thank you so much for being back and being such a great guest on our show. Thank you for bringing Jamie Kyson and Jeremy Lewis and all of you comprised as Indigo River. That was very special. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger, on behalf of Brent Hunt in the studio and Doug Newsom at BBS Radio, I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes, as ours just did, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.